Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina, weekdae tussen 3 en 6.
So ons hou almal 'n geruime tydjie terug waar ons almal op die show gehad het, maar die man sê hy's bietjie siek gewees. Ek het vra hom nou wat se siek is hierdie nou? Sê vir my nee, luister, net Februarie, 28 shows en Februarie het net 28 dae.
Crazy.
And I had to cancel too because I got sick.
Yeah.
So there was 26 shows in February.
Jeez. Al ons beloof nou al kom kuier vir die afgelope 2 weke Pedro Barbosa saam met ons in die huis. It's so nice to see you, Pedro.
You too,
I hope you brought me a Latin song.
A
or
Latin.
Something.
I think releasing a Latin song. That's the reason I'm here, isn't it?
But it's in English though.
Oh yeah, well.
Lady Margarita. Wee wee.
There's all these restrictions on radio these days, man.
Or so, are you not allowed to sing to me foreign anymore?
Nah, Latin's not allowed, eh?
What? Grand, but that's racist.
It's almost like you need specific licenses actually to so I know a very famous radio station that couldn't play the Latin tune because it was in Spanish.
Oh really?
And it's one of the reasons why they released Despacito in English as well. Because a lot of overseas radio stations could not play just the Spanish one.
Well, I don't know where that comes into play in like terms of licensing agreements and whatever. Because if it's locally produced, it's locally written.
I mean, if you wrote it, then you can...
Surely, you know, you should be able to play it. But this is now the first that I'm hearing of this. I will investigate because I like to be curious.
Please do.
But listen, like you said, you've had a busy 2025 so far, which some artists would say, oh my goodness, I wish I had that. But you're saying like, you know, a guy needs to slow down at some point as well.
No, it hurts, man. And you're not getting any younger. So if I did this, I mean, I remember before COVID, I think... The year before COVID, we averaged, if I'm not mistaken, 24 shows a month. That's what we average. And I took holiday breaks. But I mean, I was in hospital with dehydration and exhaustion like every 3 or 4 months.
But I mean, Pedro, you've been doing this for years. Shouldn't you be able to look after yourself better and sort out your schedule? Or are you just like money, money, money?
It's not, if it was a money thing, I probably could have said by now, okay, I don't need to work. I don't think, well, you chase money, which you're chasing gigs, but it's not, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. It's like, some people have told me you need to learn to say no. Even my psychologist says that as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not a question of money. It's like the other day I got an email. I shouldn't say this because now everyone's going to send me emails. But this lady sends me an email and it was this beautiful email about how she met her husband at the cowhouse market way back in the day. And I was playing and that was the first connection they had. And now they would love to have me at their wedding. And
how can you say no?
How can you say, like, the whole story, man? I was like, I was so in love with the story. I was like, I'll do the gig for free.
Oh, wow.
They didn't even ask me for free. And I was like, no, this is beautiful. You know, that's the problem. You know, kind of thing. It's like, but I mean, it was
you
so.
You love love.
Yeah, I love love. Loving is great, man.
I was going to sympathize, but now after hearing that story, I was like, you know what?
It's your fault.
You're doing this to yourself, so I don't care anymore. But where do you draw that line, Pedro, where you do it for the love of music, for the love of seeing people enjoying what you do, your craft? And, you know, the financial side of it. Where's that fine line?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. No one's ever asked me that before.
Oh, then we aim to please.
Yeah, you've got to send that to the radio awards.
Exactly. No, so that's a tough one because it's like, it's where your value lies, right? Mm. So, and me being a venue owner now, I see things very differently as well. So I always said that the reason people hire me is because I sell alcohol. And that's the truth. Is my shows were active shows and stuff like that, which made people happy, which in turn made them drink. So I might have not filled venues, but I did a turnover at the bar. So my value was there. But now there's other artists where their value is on the feet that comes in, for example, and not on the turnover. You've got all these different things. And when you're a venue, you have to evaluate these things. So, for example, just to give an idea, if an artist comes and charges 5,000 rand at the venue needs to turn over an average 15,000 rand to cover that 5,000 rand. Mm. And this is what people don't understand. and it becomes harder for you know, for the venues to pay the artists. And it's one of the thing, I think the main reasons why the scene has changed so much in the past 15 years is because the venues just couldn't afford this anymore. If you go to a live music venue, people bought a few drinks, but the kind of crowd that went in didn't spend enough to cover the bands. Mm. So let's say you have 100 people and 100 people spend 200 rand. Okay, you're looking at 20 grand. Mm. The band, the live, the sound and everything will cost you 10,000 rand.
The staff.
On top of that, you've got 10,000 rand to cover the staff, but cover the drinks, cover all those things. So it's a tough industry, man. And this is what a lot of musicians don't understand, is to cover that. It's not easy. So that's why there's, I think, a big gap between the really high musicians, the Funkoeks and the, you know, the special Afrikaans music, and then the coming down under with the starting musicians, where the Oaks are getting paid 100 and something thousand rand to being paid 800 rand. That's how big the gap is, you know.
Mm. Because if I think there's two sides of the music industry for artists. Mm-hmm. It's the guys who are happy to take a door deal, because you know they know they'll pull the feet, and they'll make X amount, and whatever that split is with the venue, there's that side. And then you have the other side where people are like, okay, this is my set fee. You pay this. I don't care about what you charge at the door or what the bar turnover is. I just want that specific amount of money.
100%, yeah. So I'm more on the fixed fee. I've got certain fees that I charge depending on what kind of event. For example, if it's a restaurant show, if it's a corporate, if it's a wedding and stuff like that. And all got to do with the amount of time you're there. Obviously, the sitting capability of the venue as well. That's another thing a lot of artists check, is how big is the venue? Mm. How big is the event? You know, because, I mean, if it's an event that puts 50,000 people and you charge the same as you charge for 100 people, it's kind of like weird, you know? But so those things are all coming into consideration in these things. But your value is a very relative thing. It's an estimate at the end of the day. Mm. I don't really know what my value is. And this, a lot of people go, I remember Mark Beeling telling me, Pedro, you're actually messing the industry. I'm like, why? It's not because you're charging too low for the quality that you're offering. Mm. So you mess with the Oaks just underneath you and the Oaks just above you. Because the Oaks are going to go, okay, we're not going to pay that little because Pedro charged just a little bit more. And we're not going to get the guys just above you because Pedro gives better quality, but he's charging less. Mm. So it's such a fine line to play with. It's so hard to know where and what you do, you know? Mm. And then the other thing is to go, okay, cool, I'm going to make a step higher. I'm going to put my prices up. That's the scariest thing to do, man. Because you're like,
because then you go from 28 gigs because you're in the perfect price bracket.
Exactly,
down to 10. And now you're messing with your own income again.
Exactly. And you don't know if it's going to work or not, you know? That's the other thing.
So ons gaan nou 'n bietjie verder saam met Pedro gesels. Ons moet gesels oor sy nuwe musiek en waarmee hy besig is, en hy moet natuurlik vir ons 'n paar songs doen ook voordat Nini uitpaas. Hy soek daai lekker foreign tunes. Pedro Barbosa saam met ons in die ateljee vandag. Ons gesels 'n bietjie nuwe musiek, die musiekindustrie waarmee die man besig is. Sommige net lekker geselsies overall, altyd lekker as hy kom inloer en gesels. En ons het nou net voor die breek het ons bietjie gechat oor, jy weet, wat soort type kunstenaars kry jy, waar is die gap in die mark en al sulke type goeders.
So Pedro, I've got the media press release in front of me, right? So the last time you released an EP was before or during lockdown in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm saying something wrong, it's your PR firm. And now is the first time you're releasing an EP since then. But obviously in between you had singles you were obviously, yeah. But then I saw something that's really upset me. Mm. And it says that you're planning to release your last album ever. Ever.
Album.
Marawai.
That is like because a big statement to make.
Yeah,
or you gaan nou aftree.
No, I'm not going to do albums anymore. I might release singles, but I don't know. I don't know. Because people don't realize how expensive it is, man. I haven't had, throughout all these years of recording, I've never made enough money from the CDs and from the albums, from streaming.
Mm.
It never justified. So when it costs you like 150,000 rand, you might make 40,000 rand back. Yeah. That's not worth
it. Yeah, but off of that side of music, because you're making money on your live.
I was going to say the
spin-off. That's where all South African artists are making their money. Album sales was never a thing. I think at some stage when physical CDs were the norm, guys were maybe getting 9 or 10 rand off a 150 rand CD. From the record labels. And now streaming is making that even more difficult. Maar ons ouens maak geld, ons kunstenaars, wanneer hulle live perform. Dat is waar die geld is, nee?
Yeah, no, 100%, you're right. But I can check, for example, when you check my Spotify's and Apple Music's and stuff, and you check the stats, and every single release, there's a slight climb, for example. I can check on Apple per week, we're having like something, I mean, we only get like 1,000 listens or something like that per week. And that's a climb. So on average, we're sitting at 600, 700 that when there's no releases. And that's nothing, man. That's so it shows me that there's not really a growth in my original music type of thing. And I know most of the time people know me because of the covers and stuff. So I'll keep on pursuing that. And that this is now, it's the sad part of music where I come to a place where I have to make a conscious financial decision. I think until now I never made that. Until now I've been like, okay, no, let's take the money from that and finance the original songs, and you know, it's all been great. And now it comes to that point where it's like, dude, I'm 45 years old, and you know,
you can't keep playing 28 gigs
a
month.
Keep doing that, you can't. So it's one of those things. You need to cut. I need to cut the amount of gigs. One of the things that will happen is cutting original music will cut the costs on that and things like that. And you get to a certain level on original music where, like I said, it's just really costly. I can't go back to recording a song at 2 grand or 3,000 rand.
Yeah.
Because those days have come and gone as well.
Those days have come and gone, unfortunately. Yeah. It's just you reach a level in quality where you need to pay what the song deserves as well. And you want to give the best you can. It's like having a baby, you know. It's, that song is a treasure that you've got. Mm.
So it's not a situation where the creativity is dried up.
Not at all.
Or you are completely cut full of music.
No, I'm not.
But this is a business decision.
It is more. It's a financial decision more than anything. 100%. And I will work with other artists, and I definitely want to help. Would like to work with other artists in the future in terms of writing for them and stuff. But me releasing myself, I think this is going to be. We're busy actually finalizing the album. Well, it's only 4 songs in. It's going to be 10 songs, but it's a big thing for me. It's a whole concept. I've got a lady the lady who did Runaway music video. We're doing a whole movie behind the album and stuff. So it's quite a cool.
So you're going out big.
I'm going out big. Yeah. It's a last one, but it's a good last one. I think.
Die laaste geld wat hy het van musiek, om by terug in musiek.
After that, I'm broke, man. Broke. I have to restart.
But I mean, you're such a talented individual, and you've been, you know, everywhere across the country, just making people smile with your music for years now. It's like Nina said, it's a sad day to hear that because of finances, guys have to make difficult decisions.
Maar
ons gaan nog nie nou daai sadness met jou deel nie. Ons wil nou eers hê jy moet vir ons opcheer met 'n paar lekker nommertjies, sal jy?
Ja, wel.
Nou, asseblief help net vir Nina. Sy is 2 sekondes van 'n full breakdown af.
No more Latin music for Nina.
Ja. So what have you got for us?
I don't know. I haven't thought. Now Nina said she wants Spanish music, so I'm gonna have to do one, at least a Spanish song.
At least one.
I know she's like she loves. Was it Polentini or something like that? Used to love that.
No.
Yeah.
Patricio Buene.
You said it well. Pedro right? Zini. He does. I taught him well. Taught him well. But it's your slow Spanish songs, man.
Slow Spanish songs. Tell you what, I'll do something very beautiful.
Take her away to a foreign country.
Okay.
with a little town. Yeah. With a little town that nobody knows how to pronounce the name properly.
Not even I, actually. Yeah. Okay, cool. This is a Brazilian song. It's one of my favorite Brazilian songs. Às vezes no silêncio da noite eu fico imaginando nós dois. Eu fico ali sonhando acordado, juntando want you, so I got you the puss. Porque você me deixa tão solto? Porque você não cola em mim? Tô me sentindo muito sozinho. Nem quero ser o seu dono. É que o carinho às vezes cai bem. Eu tenho os meus segredos e planos secretos. Só abro pra você, mais ninguém. Porque você me cala e me some. E se eu me interessar por alguém? E se ela de repente me ganha? Quando a gente gosta, é claro que a gente cuida. Fala que me ama, só quer da boca pra fora. E ou você me engana, ou não está madura. Onde está você agora?
Olê!
Olê!
Nina's net weer again screaming stuff she doesn't know anything about. Yeah. But ek het gesien jy in die begin gedeelte van die liedjie toe jy so gekyk na vir Pedro en so weggevoer geraak. En toe stik jy frantically op jou rekenaar. Het jy weer verlof ingesit nou?
Ek het. Ja. Ek gaan Portugal toe.
Ja, sien. Dis iewers in Brazil. Now, absolutely love that. We're going to be back with Pedro in a little bit. Ons gaan 'n bietjie gesels oor sy nuwe musiek en wat om te verwag. En ons gaan vir hom vra om nog 'n liedjie of twee te doen. Pedro Barbosa wat saam met ons in die ateljee is vandag. Ons gesels 'n bietjie musiek en maak ook 'n bietjie musiek sommer.
Ja, so seeing as you play so many live gigs, I'm sure you've got something else in your memory that you can play for us. Please, Pedro.
In my memory. My memory bank.
Is it not your memory bank?
It is, well, I suppose. Do you want original? Do you want cover? You guys choose. I'm a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, no, we know that now. I think maybe a cover, because we're going to get to your original just a little bit later.
All right, so we'll do... This is my favorite song to play at the moment. And I don't know if you guys will have to remember this. Game changes and fears. Where do we go from here?
Oh, yes.
Where do we start? I believe that fate has brought us here. We should be together, babe. But we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. I play it cool, but I'm faded. I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Girl, I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not here. Goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Girl, I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not here. I may appear to be free, but I'm just a prisoner of your love. Well, I may seem all right and smile when you leave. My smiles are just a front, well, just a front. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, girl. I play it cool, but I feel it. I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Girl, I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not here. Goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Girl, I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not here. Well, this is my confession. I may be your possession. Girl, I need your touch, your love, kisses, and such. With all this might I try, but yo no quiero cantar más. No más. Me dice siempre que I pay it off, but I'm dreaming of you, girl. I play it cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Girl, I try to hide it. It's clear my world crumbles when you're not here.
Dom Sierra, aww. Pedro Barbosa made say cover from I Try. It. Macy Gray, you've got a bit of a Macy thing going there.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a twangy.
you know what's lekker is? I go through these phases as well. Ek en die nat al daaroor gepraat op die lig waar jy vergeet van 'n song en dan het jy soos 'n ou playlist op 'n iPod of wat jy gemaak het op so Spotify of whatever wat jy van vergeet het. En dan vind jy 'n Macy Gray of 'n Mary J. Blige of It Is Is That.
We were actually actually talking about those CDs that we used to burn.
The compilations.
Yes.
I love that so much. Yeah. And now we don't have that anymore.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Have you seen that meme? Let me tell you something.
That sounds Italian, though.
No, it's a guy sitting on the edge of like a bridge swing.
Yeah.
And he's scared because he's dangling over the edge and the guys are holding him. Like giving him the countdown. But he's like, let me tell you something. Because he doesn't want to go. And then they just let him go. But anyway, that reference went out the window. But have you got a studio at home? Surely, as a musician, you could lay some...
production studio.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to do. Okay, I'm giving you business advice.
Okay.
Not that you need it, you know, but...
Well, we always need business advice.
Nina, what is the story wat jy so kyk en die mense so kyk van die old school amper...
Waarvan praat jy nou?
Jy weet daai tyd van die story van die mense wat so oudtyds aangetrek het en so...
O, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Ja.
At the end of Bridgerton...
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. So it's a
neither do I.
It's a Netflix series.
Oh, okay.
But I'm fine. Nee, wacht okay. Jy nou met dit. Nonsense. You don't have to watch it.
Okay.
But... they've got soundtracks where they take all of these cover songs that people love and they make them like an acoustic cute version like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do photography as well.
Okay.
Do a lot of weddings. People are playing that Bridgerton soundtracks
really?
To death. But obviously, it's not any liquids that you fun only.
Yeah.
So maybe.
That's some a good
someone by the ice. You do this so well, but take it, petrify it, you know, put it on there. And let people quip that for their wedding day. You know?
Funny you say that, because last week I was sitting at studio tracking with Mark another song, and we were playing this guitar, and Mark was loving the sound of this guitar. And all of a sudden, he just hold on and sit. And I was sitting down, and he's like, just play me any of your covers. And I was playing and singing, and all of a sudden, he turned on, without me knowing, one of the condenser mics in the studio, and he was recording this. And then he sent it to me, and he was like, "You should come to studio and record five of your exactly what you're saying." And it's such a coincidence you mentioning that now. Actually,
I've never done it. It's a sign.
If you were lying, it's a sign now.
Now this is definitely from above. No doubt about it.
Luister, ons gaan nou verder gesels met hierdie super talentvolle Pedro Barbosa. Die nuwe liedjie op pad, ons wil hoor waar dit vandaan
kom. Lady Margarita, as jy so lekker om te sê.
Lady Margarita.
I'm going to make that. I'm going to my accent.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it the whole time.
You're good.
He sounds
like a gardener.
If I'm not working at the Guru FM for the rest of my life, I'm going to do radio in Mexico. That is my plan. Nina, please for the trip.
Jy weet, hulle praat nie Engels op radio in Mexico nie.
Ja, hulle doen.
Hulle doen nie. Hulle praat Mexicaans.
Ja, maar hulle het ook Engelse mense daar. Maar wat, dan praat die ouens met aksente, okay? In my wêreld doen hulle shit net, dis die verkeer. Pedro Barbosa saam met ons in die ateljee en ons gesels oor sy splinternuwe highly anticipated EP. Wat het jy gesien in 2020 laas? Van die man albums uitgebring het en nou werk ons aan 'n bietjie nuwe musiek, maar it's gonna be the last, ons het nou gehoor, business decisions. have been made, unfortunately. So, ons net een ander manier wat jy met retirement dan gaan uitkry is, gaan stream al sy muziek tot vervelings toe.
Op repeat.
To make me change my mind.
Change your mind, quick sticks. So, this is now the first time in a long time where you actually sat down and you wrote for an album again. Has the process changed a little bit?
Not, you know what's the cool thing is there's no pressure whatsoever right now, and I think that's the main thing. So it's like I would like the album to be a story of my life. So I might bring in songs that I've actually re-recorded before or stuff like that. It's a consideration on that, but I might just redo them or something. But it's a whole, like I said, I want it to be like a movie, and there's a storyline behind it. I'll show you guys. I can't show everyone, but we've already got a concept. Like, you know, I'm gonna be a cat on the view. It's like, there's all these things behind it, but there's a very freeing thing about it. So yeah, but I think the process, it's the same thing. Something comes up to my head, and I start writing, but without any pressure whatsoever. Yeah.
So what can people expect from the EP starring you? We'll get to. Oh, single now.
I don't know. No, you tell me. Have you? I think it's this EP. So it was more inspired on like an 80s kind of vibe. Mm. So I think I don't know if it says on the EPK story there, but I'm releasing also a three or four song African EP as well as a rock EP. I haven't recorded rock music since Mrs. B, like 2012 or something.
Wow, since Life is Beautiful.
Since those, even Life is Beautiful, we released now a single.
Yeah.
And this one was like an 80s vibe. Life is So Beautiful was supposed to be on this EP that we released now. And I haven't done real rock music in forever. But Mark is like, no, dude, you have to redo some of the Mrs. B stuff. I'm like, dude, I don't think, you know. But then I was like, you know, since this is the last few releases I'm going to do, I'm just going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't care, like,
absolutely.
You know. So rock has always been the growth. Yeah.
Will the album then be a compilation of this 80s vibes EP
It's not going to be the same songs that I hear, but it's going to be basically, it's like, I've always been that. I've never been a specific style of music.
Yes.
You've known me for a long time. Mm. And it's always been like, I've always liked so many different things, so the album's going to have that kind of space into it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Let's chat about the new single, Lady Margarita.
Lady Margarita. No, can you please say it with your accent?
This is Pedro Barbosa with the new single, Lady Margarita.
I think you really should start a Spanish radio station. It's going to kill it,
But Nina doesn't like that accent.
At least
accent.
A show. Can I ask people now to listen to Groot FM and vote for a Spanish song?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time
in
we play
a Spanish podcast of in your own time.
Yes, that will be. See, your TikTok, you will kill it with this, man.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
But he's got a few profiles. He's got a granny one also. Irritates the living daylights out of me. He does that on his streaming platform, luckily. So he's got a lot of...
Which language is the granny, though?
Yeah, Uma's Afrikaans.
Afrikaans, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's violent, though. Yes. She's got a dirty mouth. But, she's cute like that, you know. People like her. Okay, but talk to us now about the song, man, Pedro.
No,
man.
I'm curious about you guys. Look, Lady Margarita is basically, it's a play of stuff. So I talk about tequila. Everyone knows the drink Margarita. Mm-hmm. So the effects that the drink does to you, it's the same effects that a woman can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of something can't be a good thing, right? So the play on if you listen to the song in terms of lyrics, it's exactly that. So as a listener, you can interpret it as whatever you want it to be, you know?
So you can get drunk on the ladies.
You can get drunk
also.
Oh, of course. They can get you proper drunk.
Yeah. Love drunk.
Love drunk.
Yeah.
Love or broken heart drunk.
Exactly.
One of the two. Women are smart. I have the most respect. They're very, 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 very intelligent.
You know what, Pedro? Yes. I've said this to so many people. Sorry, Nini. Dat ek jou nou uitsluit, maar hier is 'n manne gesprek.
Nee, ek sê moet ek loop.
If I was a girl, I don't understand that some of them say they're poor.
But, so yeah.
I know exactly.
If I had the resources, let me tell you, I would have been afgetree on 25 already.
What was that? Julle weet nie wat ons weet.
Yeah, exactly that. Listen, it's always so nice when you come and visit. You bring such an energy and such a vibe, and we really appreciate you. Thank you for the new music. We can't wait to
get through all of it.
Mm. And I promise every time we play this song, I will do it in my business maker.
Listen, I think next time you're going to come and do a song with me. That's what you, if you go on like that, it's going to be.
I'm down.
Hello, Pedro.
This is Pedro Barbosa. And with the brand new first time on the radio in South Africa, Lady Margarita. Please enjoy this. Olé!
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Doopie en Nina 3 tot 6 net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.